Well, let's take a break from the news now with an edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's with us once again. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well. So let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is called Letter to My Younger Self. It's by Ambar Lucid.
Mama, I apologize. I'm not what you thought in your mind. But I promise I'll be with all the love that you gave me. I'm bad, you will make it far. All of the wishes that you begged from the start, they will come true.
So the name of this is Letter to My Younger Self, but Ambar Lucid is only 17 years old.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, when I almost want to know, well, then who is your younger self? Is it an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old?
Right.
Only 17 years old, originally from New Jersey, now living in L.A., knew she wanted to be a singer-songwriter. She mentioned that, during counseling sessions when she was in high school, they kept saying, you know, what college do you want to go to? And she is so certain that she wants to pursue this as a career and just came to L.A. Her mom was against it. And here she is creating some amazing music, some of the most unique music of 2018. I got to say, she's one of my favorite breakout artists of the year.
How did you find out about her?
I found out about her. She was on a soundtrack for a skate movie, out of all places.
See, that sounds like it could be in a movie, that song.
But that's the beauty is, so then I found her on SoundCloud, and she had crazy numbers. Like, folks are actually listening to her. She has an audience online. And I can't wait to see this audience become come into fruition in the real existence of the real life.
Okay, well, the next
one... Does
that
one, even make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make
okay,
sense.
Good.
The next one you wanted us to hear is called Smooth Sinner Forever. It's by Aisel Hazel.
If I wanna cry a river in a number of streams for you. Why'd you cry, don't reach me on this cloud?
It's chill vibes with Anthony Valadez today on Here and Now.
It is. Turn down the lights.
Right, exactly. So tell us about this one.
Okay, so Aisel Hazel's out of Los Angeles, California. She's a singer-songwriter. And the way I came across her music was through SoundCloud. I wanted to know more about her sound and who she was. And what I love is that she embodies a mystery that once existed in music where not everything is out there. No interviews, no official... music videos. And so there's very limited information on her, but I do know that she's got music coming out. She sells her stuff independently on Bandcamp, which I love. And again, she embodies that mystery that that we once loved about musicians. Who is this person? What are their experiences? And she really has a great talent for letting things float musically. I love that there's a lot of space. And that one, you definitely want to turn down the lights, hang out with your loved one. You know, drink some hot cocoa and, you know, it's cuffing season.
Or as you like to say on your show, right, what, put the burrito in the microwave?
No, put the enchilada inside
the microwave. Enchilada in the microwave, right.
Yeah, and then turn on some of this.
Turn on some of this. Okay, the next one is a name of a subway stop in New York City, in Brooklyn. It's called Hoyt and Schermerhorn. I think I have been there at least one time. This is by Lake Kelly 47.
The window, the lights are flashing. Turn
Now, people are going to have to listen to this every time they go through Hoyt and Schermerhorn in Brooklyn.
They should play that nonstop in the station.
Yeah. So yeah, who is Leigh Kelly 47?
Leigh Kelly 47, don't get fooled by that hook. She's a fierce rapper. She's got some rhymes. I feel like she's just dropped a new record called Acrylic. It's her second album. And she's kind of discovered a pop sound, and I love that. You know, some folks let us down. They have their unique sound, and next thing you know, their next album, they sound like a car commercial where every hook is like, you know, oh, but not Leigh Kelly 47. She's coming with it. She's, by the way, that was the worst singing I've ever done in my life. But she stays true to her aesthetic and her sound and her principles, and she nailed it. I love her. Leigh Kelly 47.
And she wears a bandana to mask her identity. Is that true?
Yes. So in the spirit, you know, some great rappers who do that, MF Doom is known for that. He, Leigh Kelly 47 wants to, going back to mystery, wants to maintain that mystique of who is she? How old is she? Well, none of that matters. It's about the music. And I respect that about her.
Okay, the next one you brought us is called Sundress. This is by ASAP Rocky. So if that sounds familiar to people, that is a sampling of Tame Impala there.
That is correct. Wow, good
ding,
ear,
ding,
J-Hop.
Ding. You know, one of my favorite new songs, Anthony, and actually I don't even know if it's new or not, but it's new to me, is a Tame Impala remix called Let It Happen. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's anyway, sorry, back to ASAP Rocky.
J-Hop, tell us about just surprising.
I know. Wow.
Man, you should host my show one more than that. So ASAP Rocky, this track is titled Dress. You know, he's known for being a New York City rapper, always coming with it with the club tracks that I love playing in the clubs. But this one, I feel like he's taking a different approach. And it should be said that ASAP Rocky can do no wrong. ASAP Rocky is kind of going in different directions, whether it's fashion. You know, lately he's been kind of rocking like a Gucci pink wardrobe attire, and you know, this one is really untraditional for rappers to kind of come with this fun sound. I mean, you could hear this on like an Urban Outfitters commercial ad, but this is a street New York rapper, and I love it. And you know, one of the trends I see in 2018 is creatives, musicians merging styles and genres.
And is that unusual for rappers
nowadays? I feel like people, especially ASAP, is pushing the boundaries. 10, 20 years ago, this would be career suicide as a rapper. Him rocking a Gucci pink headdress, I think it's awesome. And it's also showing kids to be yourself. And being yourself is the new gangster in 2018.
Okay, the last one we have time for is called Tranquilidad. It is by the group Quita Penas, which means stop worrying. So where are these guys from?
They are based out of Los Angeles, California. Recently played the festival, the Tropicalia Fest, with Morrissey and Cardi B headlining. They're fun. You know, this summer that just passed, we've had a lot of free concerts and shows around LA that are incredible. And I've caught these guys playing a lot of festivals and shows. And what I love is that, you know, they blend the old and the new. Their audience has persistently been very young. And I love that, you know, they maintain the spirit, the rich Latin music, Afro Caribbean sounds, and yet they present all that to a younger audience that just loves to move. And to me, I think that's a beautiful thing.
That is Anthony Valadez at KCRW in Santa Monica with some new music for us. Anthony, thanks as always.
Jeremy, love you. Have a great day.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We are NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.